We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Sandy Booker joins us from the Cam Middle School. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty fair, I think. It's been an interesting spring, but now the weather's starting to get maybe a little bit nicer as we head toward Mother's Day, just in time for folks to start thinking about getting those gardens and things planted.
Yes, and boy, do we have a good deal for them down here in Messina.
Well, tell us about the Cam Greenhouse Project. You guys have been doing this for a while now.
I would say probably between 7 and 8 years. We start planting flowers from seeds when we come back from Christmas break, and then the kids are in charge of data as far as germination rate and everything, taking care of those, transplanting those. We start our veggie plants in March, and everything is up in the greenhouse, ready for the big sale this weekend.
Now, I'm trying to remember back, because the years escape me now. It happens as we get older, right?
That's right.
But
You're correct.
Did this greenhouse project start as a high school project when the high school was still there? Okay.
The FFA actually started that, and the Messina Chamber of Commerce bought the greenhouse for them. And then when we went together as schools and started whole grade sharing, we went ahead and decided to try it with the middle school, and it's really worked out very well.
I guess that's exactly where I was going. Has it transitioned pretty well? Did you have to change the program much to make it from a high school to a middle school program?
We really didn't. We just had to change maybe a few things that we do because you don't have those big bodies to move things around, so we have to figure out and problem solve ways when we need to move some big structures or something like that. That changed a little bit, but otherwise none of the curriculum really did.
Yeah, well, very good. Well, can you talk about the project as a whole? Is this classwork for these kids? Do they get credit for this?
This is an elective class. It's called Man and His Environment, and besides the greenhouse, we are also in charge of the outdoor classroom, which is down here in southeastern Cass County, and the kids are in charge of helping us maintain that. And the greenhouse just kind of evolved from that, where we could start learning a little bit more and incorporating science and incorporating some other different areas into the greenhouse and taking care of that. And we run it as a business. The kids know that if they're not working like they should be working, they could get fired. If they don't show up to work, then their grade goes down. So it's kind of a lot of things that is business-oriented to give them an idea. For some of these kids that are old enough to maybe get a summer job, the skills that they would need.
Yeah, really incorporating a lot of important skills they're going to need later on in life.
Hopefully, besides just the texting and the video games.
Absolutely. Well, this is way more involved than it was when we used to, put a little bean in a cup and stick it in a dark drawer and see if it would grow.
That's correct. And over the years, we have really tweaked a lot of things, done some problem solving, and the kids have been very much in charge of some of that and come up with some of the ideas, where now our plants are grown on basically grow racks that you can buy anywhere and different kinds of materials in the classroom before we take them up to the greenhouse in around March. So they're in charge of a lot of this. And this year we had a student come in and say, I would really like to grow some cactus for my room at home. Can I try and grow cactus? And it's sure. So they purchased the seeds. He did. And he is growing cactus, and they look pretty cool.
So you give them a certain amount of freedom then, too, to make their own decisions. Well, good, good. Well, it's nothing wrong with experimenting a little bit when it comes to those types of projects. Gosh knows it's a lot different than what you and I experienced when we were in school. I guess you kind of have to keep up and keep progressing to keep the kids' attention.
We do, and it's almost all hands-on. I'm kind of somebody that my walls I like outside. You know, I don't like to stay inside that much. And it's kind of nice, even though the weather's been not very good this spring, where you could go up to the greenhouse and you could work when it's cold outside, have the music going, and enjoy what you're doing and still kind of be outside, but yet really not be outside. And it's just kind of a nice thing to be able to do.
Well, with the kind of spring we've had, you might be in for some of your greatest sales ever this year. I think folks are going to be looking for something that's really ready to go, because it seems like we're just so late this year and getting some decent weather now. But you guys always shoot for right around Mother's Day for your big sale, and it looks like you've got a pretty good display of things to show off this year.
We do. We're a little bit low on flowers, which we usually are, because people don't tend to buy those very much, which is fine. We do more hanging baskets and have them all arranged. The kids get a chance, you know, if they want to. They don't have to, but if they want to try and arrange hanging baskets, we have those. Probably our biggest sales, of course, are all of the vegetables that we grow, and we have a lot of variety of tomatoes. So we're looking forward to people hopefully getting in that planting mood if the weather starts to get a little bit better.
Now, when you say you've got all these vegetables to grow, you're not talking like a farmer's market where we're going to go down and buy something, take it home, and have dinner right away. You're talking about something they're going to take home and plant.
Correct. It's all plants.
Okay, very good. Want to make sure people are aware of that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
Not going to stop down and pick up everything to make the BLT tomorrow.
No. Even though, you know, we'd like to get to that point, but we're just not quite there yet. We still have some experimenting to do with that. We did some experiments earlier on cold weather plants to see if we could grow them without any heat in the greenhouse, lettuce and those types of things, and they did fairly well, but we still need to do a little bit more experimenting before we get to that point where we can actually sell vegetables ready to take home and prepare.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen then. Now, this Friday and Saturday is going to be the opportunity for folks to stop on down and take a look at what's there and make those purchases. What's going to happen when they get there? What will they find?
They will find kids, first of all, that will meet up with them and take them and show them the different flowers that we have, the hanging baskets, the tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, the different plants that are there and available. And they can decide what they would like to go ahead and purchase. And the kids will help them pack them up, load them. That's part of their job. And the kids are in charge of all of the sales. We're just kind of there to mediate or help out if there's any problems. We'll be open Friday from 3:30 to 5:30 and Saturday from 9 to noon. And that's in the parking lot of the middle school here in Messina.
Okay. And the sales usually go pretty well for you, don't they?
They do. If you don't come in on Friday, a lot of times it's pretty slim pickings on Saturday.
Okay, so you might want to make your plans ahead of time here to make sure you get what you're looking for. Now, you're not going to make you're not going to retire off the money you're going to make here, I assume, right?
That's correct. all that money that we're going to make goes right back into the greenhouse to fund it for next year. And this year, we were given a great opportunity by the Cass County Master Gardeners, helped us by kicking in a grant that we had applied for. We received that to buy our soil. And then Randy Doherty at 21st Century Co-op always makes us a great deal on the propane because we're in charge of all of our utilities except for water and electricity. So we generate whatever money we can for sales goes right back in so that the students can have that greenhouse going for the next year.
Just perpetuates itself. Well, very
yeah.
good. And this has been a project that obviously has been ongoing because of the good support that you've gotten. You mentioned some of those extra things you get, but as far as folks who stop down and take a look around and make those purchases, it's not just local. It seems like there are folks that come down from a ways when they hear what's going on.
They do. We're starting to get more people from a lot of the communities surrounding us that have kind of heard a little bit more about it. And, of course, my hometown is Riverton, go down in the southwest corner, and I always get orders from people down there to bring home. So a lot of these plants, they'll make about a 100-mile travel distance down there this next weekend.
Really? Well, it's nice to get that kind of support. Does that mean a lot to the kids? Do they understand what that means to be able to get that kind of support from the community at large?
I think they do between the greenhouse and the outdoor classroom. But sometimes I think it might take a while for them to really understand it. And it's just kind of that age, I think. They want to see people come in and buy things, but it takes a while for them to figure out, wow, we really do have a lot of people coming in. And they've made the comments, the eighth graders this year, the greenhouse is actually starting to look like a greenhouse, and we had a lot of people come in last year, so we need to get in there and really, you know, get things going. So I think they do in some respects.
Sandy, I have to ask you, because it seems like it would be a tough thing to grade. Do they have to take a test, too?
No, there is no test on this. That's one thing that Dean and I decided several years ago when we started this class. We don't even use a textbook. This is all between the outdoor classroom and the greenhouse. This is all kind of giving them life skills and teaching them things that they can utilize a little bit later on in life or even right now. We've told them, you know, take some of these plants home, grow them, get involved with a farmer's market, and you can start to make some money by selling some of these things. So we don't really do any testing as far as that way, but I think a lot of the kids learn a lot just by simply doing the hands-on.
No tests. So I'm guessing you get a pretty good percentage of the middle schoolers who want to take this class.
We have 48 kids in the class this year.
Oh, that's a pretty good percentage. Very good. Well, they're going to come down again Friday, May the 10th, this Friday, 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon, and then again Saturday, May 11th, 9 a.m. to noon. Might be able to find some things for Mother's Day. You never know. The prices, pretty competitive?
They are, and I'm not afraid to tell the prices right now. We sell our vegetable plants for $1 each, And usually our six-pack of flowers are around $2. And then our hanging baskets are anywhere from around $8 to $10. And it's all, you know, like I said, it's just basically a fundraiser. Whatever money we're going to raise is going to go right back in to support those kids that are in the class next year so that we can go to the greenhouse again.
Great. Friday, Saturday, your only chances, so make sure you get it on your calendar. Sandy, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Jim, for all the support that you and KJAN give us. We really do appreciate it.